Julie Fletcher. Julie is the founder of the Pray for Gray Foundation, and also Jill Arneson, who's been a board member for the last 3 years. Ladies, good morning. Thank you very much for taking some time with us. I'll start with you, Julie. Tell us a little bit about Pray for Gray and how this whole idea started.
Well, good morning to you. So this whole idea of the nonprofit starting was back in 2009, 2 years after I had been diagnosed myself with a grade 4 brain cancer tumor. And I had enough time to think about it. I didn't know anybody else that had been diagnosed with brain cancer at the time I was. So I didn't have anybody to visit with or talk to, and did some searching on that and decided I found one person, and after that I decided let's get something started in the tri-state area to bring people together, maybe just for support for one another, to bounce things off of each other, to help other people down the road. So we've come, and now we're 11 years later, we're still having our gala and having events throughout the year to raise money for brain cancer awareness and patient, and to help families with financial assistance or even just support via conversations or connecting them with other people with the same type of tumors so they can help their journeys, make it a little easier, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it sure does. And what a great idea. Jill, this has got to be exciting to be able to put something together like this. What's going to be happening at the gala coming up on Friday night?
Excuse me. We'll have a live and silent auction, and we will have mobile bidding this year. So if somebody is not comfortable or unable to come to the event, they will be able to register on their phone and bid on our silent auction items right from their couch.
Well, that's pretty cool.
We're going to have a dessert dash, a wine pull. We're going to have live music. And for the first time, we're going to be introducing a humanitarian award.
Well, that sounds pretty great. Tell us about that. What's the humanitarian award?
Well, we were inspired by a local organization, and I don't want to spoil it here, but we were inspired by what they've been doing over the past few years. So we wanted to honor them in some way, and things just kind of snowballed into this idea of presenting something every year, and it could be an organization, a family, or just an individual.
Very cool. Tell us a little bit about when everyone comes together and puts all these ideas together in one place, Julie, it's got to be really powerful to those who attend and who many, like yourself, have a personal story. Tell me about some of the emotions that come out of an event like this when you all get together.
Oh, there can be a whole mix. We try to keep it positive and hopeful, but of course the emotions do come out. Many of these families have been affected. Jill personally, her daughter was born with a tumor, and she's got an incredible story herself. But all the people I've met through this, everybody's got something to add, and I think we're better together, and we help each other through our journeys together, through the adverse effects we've had because of our tumors or the locations, or depending on if it's been able to be removed or not removed. So I just think it's very emotional at times that night. I mean, obviously, but we try to keep it positive and fun and provide hope. But we do, it does bring everybody together, and, you know, it lets everybody talk to other people who are going through it, and it makes you feel a little bit better in that sense.
Absolutely. And Julie, to have an event in person, you know, that's been one of the big storylines of the last few months, is it's been hard to get events together. And I just think it's wonderful that there are some things now where people can make a choice. If they want to go, they can. If they choose not to, they can. But there's an option out there to get together again. How much conversation and thought and deliberation went into the decision to actually have an in-person event again?
Well, personally, I'll let Jill answer that, but I think we thought a lot about it and decided to pursue it, to have the event, because it is how many months later, and the people do have a choice whether or not they want to show up. And we will have masks, so it'll be up to everybody to make this. And of course, with where the event is at, they're only going to let us have so many people this year. So,
yeah, Jill, what would you add to that?
I think it was a matter for us of, you know, making sure that we're still bringing this community together and just giving everybody that option, all while accommodating those that maybe wouldn't be comfortable. So we're really, really excited about this.
Well, ladies, we're very excited that you're able to do this, and we can just tell hearing your stories and hearing it in your voice, how much it matters to you, and that you both have very personal stories about this, certainly speaks to the sincerity of the effort and what you're doing. So we hope that you get a great turnout and everything goes well. It's the 11th annual Pray for Gray Gala, and you can find out more online at prayforgray.com. How about that? Nice and simple to remember, prayforgray.com, coming up Friday, 6 to 11 at the Avalon Event Center. Julie, Jill, thank you so much for taking the time to let us know about it. Hope everything goes really well for you this week.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Steve.
You bet. Thank you, ladies. Take care. All the best. Hope it goes great.